So David went on ruling as king for many years. And after him, his son Solomon became the next king of Israel. And one of the things that Solomon did during his reign was to build the temple that God had told David he was going to build. And after Solomon, Solomon's son became the next king. And that process continued from generation to generation for many, many years. And a long time later, there was a man whose name was Isaiah. And Isaiah was a spiritual advisor to four kings that were descendants of David. And God would give Isaiah these messages that he wanted him to deliver to the people, stuff that God wanted them to know. And Isaiah would do it. And several of these messages were about a special person that would be coming in the future. And in one of them, Isaiah said, "God says, my servant will be lifted up and given a place of great honor, but he'll also be like a tender shoot pushing up through the dry ground. He won't be like one of those handsome kings. We are all like sheep who've wandered astray and gone our own ways. But God will hold this servant of his responsible for all of the ways that we've failed him. And God says, my servant is like a sheep. And just like a sheep is led away to be butchered and doesn't open its mouth to say anything, my servant will remain silent as he's led away to be executed. He'll be given an unfair trial, and they'll plan to bury him like a criminal, but he'll end up in a rich man's grave. And after all of this, I will give him a place of great honor and power because he was willing to sacrifice himself for others."